Not long ago, I spoke with Dr. Craig Lawrence, Undersecretary of the VA for Benefits. He told me they know that all too many vets don't get the benefits for which they're qualified.
They've earned these benefits, and they should feel comfortable coming to us to get them, whether it's health care, whether it's the more traditional benefits I've described. Our biggest frustration is them not knowing, oh, I did not know.
Steve Jewett's the founder of Project Veteran Assistance here in Tulsa. His personal experience with aid and attendance changed the course of his life.
It's a very complicated benefit. We went to a seminar in 08 in Kansas City and met a gentleman. And I said, I know there's this benefit because I got my mom the benefit, got my mother-in-law the benefit, helped them get it. It's like pulling hen's teeth, though, trying to figure out what it is. And he said, if you'll come spend a week with me in St. Louis, we'll get things started. So at that point's where Project Veteran Assistance was born.
Initially, they focused only on non-service-related benefits, like aid and attendance. But as he worked with the local VFW, they asked him to expand into service-related benefits as well. That paid off in a big way for at least one of his clients. He was approached by her son, who told him,
we've been filing back in 94 for her because her husband died. And so I said, come by the office, let's do a workup and see what we can do. And so going through as our workup, we realized she was getting TRICARE for life, which is if you retire from the military, you get that as a health benefit. So I said, well, okay, where's your pension? She says, no, I'm getting one. So I said, so tell me the story.
Her husband, it turns out, elected to take lifelong disability instead of military retirement because it was tax-free and his wounds qualified him. So later, she was denied benefits because he died of natural causes. But Steve knew.
The rules are that if a veteran has 100% for 10 years or more, it doesn't matter how he dies.
So he began making phone calls.
And they said, well, Steve, the guy died of natural causes. And I said, yeah, but let's do some math. And the words that came out of his mouth were, oh, my gosh. And about 2 weeks later, they dumped a little six figures into her checking account.
21 years of back payments.
Mm-hmm. From 94 to 15.
Now, you can file for benefits yourself or hire what's called an accredited agent or attorney. But Steve says Tulsans have better options.
Tulsa, you got the American Legion, you got the Veteran of Foreign Wars, the DAV. They're there for one reason, and that's to help the vet. So when I'm doing a seminar, I said, if you don't learn anything out of this, go to a service organization.
To learn more about Project Veteran Assistance, check out the KRMG app. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.